What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to the Snoop and Martha potluck dinner. We've been gone for a minute. We hope you guys had a wonderful holiday, Christmas, Happy New Year. But we're going to talk about the last three episodes, Raw Fish, The Game, and The Hog. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Go Tamra. Get it.
As you can see, we are very happy to be back in the building. It's the after show for the Snoop and Martha's potluck dinner. And it's been a little minute.
Yeah, who are you guys?
I know. Seriously. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year
to our After Buzzers as well.
Happy
Thanks
President's
for joining.
Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
President's Day with no apostrophe.
With no president.
That part. I'm your girl, Robin with the V McSweeney, and to my left, your right, the beautiful, beautiful Tamra.
Hi, I'm Tamra Brown. Find me on Twitter at Brown Tamra.
Hi, I'm Ava Hill, and you can find me on Instagram at The Ava Hill.
Hey, and you can find me at B Stays Busy. Make sure you're joining in, because I'm sure there's a lot to talk about. We're going to be covering all three episodes, 6 through 8. So, in true fashion, this episode 6, they're talking about something fishy, aka something raw, which happens to be my most favorite thing on the planet is raw fish.
Really?
Ava, your face.
Me too.
Well, because you're from the South.
No, but actually, being from the South, I should be obsessed with fish, and my parents...
No, but raw fish and being obsessed with fish. Like, fried fish, yeah, you're probably obsessed with, but raw fish...
No, I'm not a fan of fish...
At all. Oh, okay. So you're special.
I'm just lazy. And my mom, growing up, she would get me flounder because, you know, it was the only
fish. I don't even think I've ever had that.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
oh my gosh, like from The Little Mermaid? Flounder?
That just made me feel bad. But, no, I mean, I was just lazy. And you just, every 0.2 seconds, you're having to, like, find a bone. I can't do it.
So, well, that's why you eat sushi. There's no bones in sushi.
No bones in sushi ever.
There is not.
And in this particular episode, Martha quotes Old Dirty Bastard talking about she likes it raw. I think at this point we have to expect.
I just can't.
We have to expect the sexual innuendos.
I think they need to let those go. They're not worth it. Like, it doesn't bring in. It never gets a big laugh. It's just a little uncomfortable.
Sometimes it gets a little uncomfortable. Sometimes it's cute, but now it's kind of like, all right, settle everybody.
I just kind of feel like those kind of jokes are expected. Like those, like the sexual jokes and like the drug jokes. You know.
Yeah, the drug jokes are getting real heavy because they're moving past the greenery. We'll get into that on the.
The drug jokes are organic, at least, so to speak.
That's true.
The
drug jokes are organic. The sexual innuendos sound so
a little forced. A little
forced. That's how, like, when Betty White does it, they're trying to make Martha like
Betty White is making jokes at 95.
Yes, make her this like saucy minx in anything that Betty White is in now. But like,
she's
I think that's what they're trying to do with Martha. It doesn't seem, it's not the same. It just seems so forced.
I want to be 95 making sexual jokes.
But one thing that is not, she's going to be making jokes for the rest of her life.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
One thing that isn't forced is the fact that there's a drink every segment. I like that, and it's important. And for this episode, they did sake, which I provided to my girls.
Thank you, Robin.
One thing that they didn't bring up in this episode that I was surprised about was sake etiquette. So for sake, you're not supposed to pour your own. You pour for others.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh. Right. So next time we go sushi, if we go to sushi, you know, I'm supposed to take it, pour yours. Pour yours,
so if I go on a date and a guy doesn't pour my sake, is that a red flag?
Don't be mad. No, because they might not know. So it's not the end of the world, you know. But We have some chilled sake here.
Do you prefer hot or cold?
I like hot, but I did some research, and when it's heated up, it takes away from the components.
You guys, I put my gum on the corner of this cup, and now it's in my sake. So
see, that's
awesome.
See? That's that ghetto stuff.
Robin
I love
wanted flavored sake. Kampai. Now we got it.
Peppermint sake.
Kampai is cheers. Yeah. Boom, boom. Mm. So in this episode, we had Mike Epps roll through, Kathy Griffin, who you are not a fan of. I want to hear about this.
She's a little annoying. Sorry to start off the show with all my complaints.
No, I mean, that's what it's about. We speak our mind.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, we all have them.
We all have them.
And then each of them had their own guest celebrity chef to come and help them with their dish. So Snoop did California roll, which is super basic. Like, I feel like whenever I go for sushi with someone, they're like, yeah, I like sushi. And they just order like, a California roll. I'm like, you don't eat sushi.
That's not real my sushi. My favorite sushi is always with the fried...
the crispy rice?
Like crunchy...
It's crunchy.
Crunchy roll.
Oh, yeah.
Tempura.
Yeah, tempura roll is my favorite. Yeah.
Okay,
it's my favorite.
You can slide. I mean, for those that don't really like it raw, I mean, tempura is a good...
I don't know where this is going.
I mean... It's just sushi. That's all I'm talking about. It's raw fish.
What's
okay?
your favorite, Robin?
I like salmon.
Yeah.
I like salmon, and I pretty much like salmon any way you can think of. So I like it cooked, baked. I like it smoked. I like it raw. I love salmon.
I love the spicy tuna. Usually that's what I'll start out with.
That's a good one, too. And that's a good one to graduate from California roll. You know, like if you don't.
I feel like California roll is like a safe order to get. There's really nothing to it, you know.
Right. It's like the imitation crab.
It's a great introduction to sushi.
Just mayonnaise.
Exactly. And then once you feel comfortable with that, then try some tuna, the spicy tuna.
My mom loves sushi, but she refuses to learn how to use chopsticks. So when we go to sushi, she asks for a fork, and I'm so embarrassed.
I'm like, just use your hands. I do that.
Just use your hands,
it's
Mom.
It's not for everybody.
I do that.
You don't need to eat sushi with a fork.
True. Well, another fun fact, because in Japan, it's finger food. It's like how we order french fries.
Yeah, that's...
But their rolls are smaller, too. Their rolls are small enough that they actually can
take it.
Sometimes our rolls are, like, this big. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to grab that with my hand.
Well, I can relate to your mom. I refuse to learn myself. But
not even the one with the rubber bands? The little kitty ones?
No. But I do eat...
Do they have those in restaurants, though?
Yeah,
yes.
They do, absolutely.
But I eat sushi with my fingers.
I think that's okay.
Some of them are just too big and they just doing the most. Some
you
of
just
them,
bite
I can't.
In half.
Mm-mm. Some of them will unravel.
Yeah.
Some of them has stuff on top.
You have to gather the sushi.
No,
gather
bro,
I'm gonna use my
chopsticks. I'm gonna leave the other stuff to y'all and your mom and Tamara's mom. And then, so Martha, of course, couldn't do anything basic. She did, I don't know if it was the sea urchin unagi, I think it's called, where she sat there, it's the one with the spikes, and used this tool that looks like a shovel that you stick inside of it and crack it open. It was just horrible to watch. Mm. It was really horrible to watch. But have you guys tried that before?
Mm-hmm.
It's
urchin?
Like a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. I think I've had everything that you can think of. I'm an adventurous eater, so
hey,
I'll try
my kind of girl.
Yeah.
So Ava, it's basically like, it's really, how would you explain it? It looks like a tongue, but it's really soft, and when you taste it, it's salty.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it melts in your mouth. That's a good way to put it.
So I would probably want to eat that with a lot of wasabi because sometimes it when I say melt in your mouth, it almost like
just
creams
dissolves.
In your mouth.
Yeah.
It dissolves in your mouth.
That's interesting.
So with some rice, maybe, not by itself.
Okay.
So that's what those two made with the help of Mike and Kathy. I mean, and I think that was pretty much the end of that. And Dram, did I say it right, Josh? No, maybe. Dram?
Yeah.
Dram performed Broccoli, which is what we came into. So that was the turn up for episode 6. Episode 7 was all about the game, which I hope you guys caught that Super Bowl after show that we had over here in AfterBuzz, because I'm all about
it. It's weird that this show aired after, like, a week after the Super Bowl.
I know. It's been
really
weird.
Yeah, and then, like, they didn't even pick the teams that were playing.
Yeah.
I think they had to keep it ambiguous because there was a possibility that they might not have been able to air it around that time.
They probably shot that episode, like, in November.
It was long, it was way before the teams were even chosen. So I think that was just supposed to be their theme for that week. But unexpectedly, we didn't have any more episodes until last week.
Now, isn't Snoop's son a football player? Like, I think he's playing in college or something?
He used to play at UCLA, but he quit.
Oh, okay. Oh,
no. Wait, but isn't that the same? Yeah, but isn't that the same story with P. Diddy's son? Something happened with that, too. He's a football player.
Didn't he get injured? College.
Yep, same thing.
And P. Diddy came on the field and got a little lit.
Oh, with the coach. Mm. I remember that.
I thought that was Snoop. Okay, so...
That was Diddy.
No,
you're
definitely
right.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Oh, so, wait. So Snoop doesn't have his son?
No, he does. Oh, okay. He does, too.
But Snoop's son quit because he didn't want to pursue football anymore.
Oh, okay.
That must have been a lot of pressure.
And at UCLA, on top of that, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Good. I don't know. I don't know if I want to feel like it was a privileged move or... Like, because what is he doing right now?
He's Snoop Dogg's son.
I know. What are you doing for yourself? Like,
you don't have to.
You need to stand on your own feet and do some for him. Okay, anyway. So for the episode 7, they did the lemon shandy, which I have never had. I don't know. Do you guys go to football parties? Game parties?
I'm a huge football person, especially being from the South. Mm-hmm. I love college football, though.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
That's
college football is just, there's just something so just like fun about it. But, yeah, definitely. I love, getting people together and
team?
Having classic.
Shout it out.
My first team is the Chanticleers. I went to Coastal Carolina University.
That sounds okay. Made up.
Okay, throwing shade at my alma mater.
I'm a big fan of the Chanticleers.
Chanticleers.
She came for you.
She came for my school, and right. I don't know how I'm going to take that. And then my second.
I don't know anything about college football.
Okay. Well, I'll let that slide. And then
she get a pass.
My second team is the Gamecocks, USC, University of South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not as into the NFL as I am into college football. However, I live for things like the Super Bowl and getting people together and having, you know, finger foods for the football party and drinks.
Yeah,
and
I used to just be into whatever team the man I was dating at the time.
Oh, like, see, no. Was, no, see, no.
I, you well, I grew up liking the Cowboys. Like, I was a tomboy, and I grew up liking the Cowboys.
But you have to have,
you're
like,
a hater.
But you have to have your own 2 feet in sports, honey. You
did,
really got to.
Did you just take the words that I just used about
I did.
Snoop's
I
son
did.
And
I did.
Use it against me?
I did.
That's talent.
I did.
You're going somewhere. You're going places.
People have told me I need to be a lawyer.
Girl, because you sure did that. Just spin that on
I
me.
I did.
But yeah, so I'm not really into sports like I used
to be.
That's not okay.
I mean, but if you invite me, I'm coming. I'm coming through.
Yeah, for sure. I'm there for the party.
I mean,
no, but
again,
I need you guys
to
know
me.
Information about football. You can't come to a football party and not
know. I know how it's played.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm
I
not
can
ignorant,
watch a game.
But I don't like... Like, I'm not, I don't have my fantasy players that I'm following everybody's stats.
I'm not
going to
come
like
with the hat, the jersey, the socks, the towel. Like, I probably won't.
Yeah.
Unless it's like for you and I'm like, what team do you like? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go shop and get some.
And stuff. I also don't pretend, I think when I was like around 21, 22, I was one of those girls that like pretended that I was super into football and knew all about
like for
it.
The guy.
So, yeah. Kind of, I guess. But like, I didn't really know what I was talking about. But
funny,
now. Now I'm just like...
Now you own it.
You gotta just keep
like,
real
yeah,
with yourself.
I mostly like watching it because I like to drink beer during the day. And, you know, it's...
I have a reason to go out and drink. Like, I'll go down to the parlor when there's a big game. Yeah, I'm gonna get that
it's fun.
And I'm gonna drink. And I'm gonna hoorah with whoever I'm hoorahing with. But that's about it. So, as far as going to the bar or going to a house party, what types of food do you guys feel is necessary that
hamburger
have to be there? Hamburger?
Hamburger. The like especially
sliders?
Like the, yeah, sliders, wings.
Wings. That's me
is
all
a,
day.
Sure.
You better
must.
Have some wings.
Here's what I love. I'm not a
pizza.
Big fan of chicken, but I love when buffalo wings I'm the person that eats the carrots and the celery but the sauce got on it, and so I'm eating the vegetables
with a little
bit
of buffalo sauce and ranch,
and then dip it in the ranch.
You okay. lost me. You like lost that. Me at the first statement.
I'm not that into chicken.
Yeah, I.
Ooh, skirt.
Whoa.
It's all right. It's all right. But she tossed her veggies into buffalo style veggies.
Did you hear that part? It's just not my favorite.
Yeah, I know. You were so caught up on the chicken part, but the veggies, buffalo sauce and the ranch. Yes,
I love
come
that.
Through veggies. Come through. No. Okay. All right. Whatever. Ava's not a fan. I'm down for that, but I'm probably the one that's eating all the chicken wings. All the chicken wings. And let them be some lemon pepper on the table.
Also, when I do eat wings, everybody gets mad at me because I don't eat it all. Like, I leave too much meat, I guess. I don't know how to eat.
I'm working on that. I used to leave a lot of meat. I used to leave a lot of meat on the bones.
I've grown.
I have since grown and matured into an
Ava's
adult
soul.
Wing eater. But
I don't understand.
Okay, well, what drinks are you expecting to be there?
Beer, obviously.
That's it?
I mean, no, because I'm more of a liquor person.
Right,
but
I need a cocktail. But
I usually think, because we're West Coast, the first game starts at 10 a.m., so it's usually Bloody Mary.
And see, that's something that I just can't get with when it comes to the West Coast. I mean, I'm used to, like, having the whole day to pregame and then have the Super Bowl come on at around, like, 7, 8.
Right.
Over here, it's like you wake up at 9:30. If you're not drinking, the game's on at 10 a.m. So it's
true.
I love that.
I can't get with it.
But
I
also think that's where her Martha's Lemon Shandy or Shandy Lemon Shandy would come into. Mm-hmm.
Award shows too. It's like 8:30 a.m. Red carpet.
They're still in the evening. Red carpets are like maybe three.
It is annoying for certain awards shows that won't live broadcast it on the West Coast.
Right. Yeah. It's like it's weird.
So moving on. This episode they had the guests from Chat Kitchen, Chef Spank and Chef News, and I've been following them on Instagram for a really long time.
I've been drooling over that
pineapple bowl.
It had a lot of sauce on it for me, but I really do want to go.
That's the end of it, you know? Like, you can always tell them to hold the sriracha. Then you can get that on the side. Because what happens is they deliver that food.
You
got to get your orders in by, like, 3 o'clock.
I love how they didn't tell us how to make that at all. It was like the chicken... The special rub recipe that I'm not telling you at all.
Right. I wonder if that one's on the actual website or maybe not. I mean, that's how they make their living, so I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And then
we'll let you see it, but we won't let you.
If you really, really want it, then you need to order it yourself and then do it and see what's down there for yourself as you're eating it.
Basically.
And I thought it was cute that he had his, Snoop had his Pomona Steelers little football team there. That was really cute with the earmuffs almost literally like every 3 minutes because the sexual innuendos are just so lit. It's just so forced, as Tamara would say. Have you guys ever seen that green egg? That grill they showed?
Mm-mm.
Okay. See, I was trying to get Chef Spank on here. Talk to him earlier today, because he would have been the perfect person to talk about that. But I guess it was last minute. Couldn't make it. So maybe next week, maybe in the future, calling you out. You gotta come through so we can pick your brain about this the chef life and the egg. Because it must be really expensive.
Yeah.
And to me, it just looks like a regular grill. It's just shaped different, but obviously it's way more to that than just what the eye sees.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, the Life Squad fantasy team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys had to pick 3 celebrities to be on your squad, I'll tell you guys mine first.
Okay, go.
Because in my mind... Jesus Christ is a celebrity to me. So that's number one. Almighty himself. He would be on the squad holding it down. He's number one. Jada Pinkett Smith, because that's my boo. I love her.
That's your boo? You guys hang out?
I'm her.
Oh, okay.
I'm her.
Hey, Jada.
Is your band heavy metal?
No. That's the one thing.
Is that hers?
Yeah, it's Wicked. Forgot what it's called. Wicked something, but... That was the one thing I was just kind of like, eh, not my thing, but she can sing. And then Meryl Streep.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Nice. I like that little duo.
Okay.
I mess with her the hard way.
You got you got 2 religious figures and then Jada Pinkett Smith.
Yeah, she's a rebel. She's a rebel in my clique.
Okay.
It's my spirit animal.
I got mine.
Okay. What's yours, Tamara?
I'm obsessed right now with Jake Tapper. He's on CNN, and I watch I record his show every day because he's so dryly funny.
Like, right.
He reports on what's happening, and then he slides in this, like, comment that's always just, like, so under the radar, like a professional journalist who just, like, throws shade at Trump just under his breath.
Which makes him perfect in every single way.
He's so funny.
And who's your other two?
A Representative Maxine Waters, I'm also obsessed with
that
right
was
now.
My pick.
Really? Were you gonna
say
that?
That was my pick.
Oh my God, she is just those no nonsense.
Oh my God,
faces
she,
and she.
She has created the phrase no credibility. And when I saw her say that on MSNBC, I was like, we have to meet and be best friends.
I love you.
That press conference where she says, what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want? What do you want? Holla at me.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Oh, wait, and who's your third?
And my third is probably Snoop's buddy, Willie Nelson, because I'm just a huge fan and always reminds me of my dad, grew up with him.
I like your fantasy squad team. Your life squad team.
That was great.
That was perfect.
Thanks, guys.
You guys made me think of another person. I had a bonus person, but go.
Okay, I have a bonus person. Can we do bonus people?
Yeah.
Okay, so my
first... Start with your first three.
My first would have to be Keke Palmer.
Okay, I see it.
Because low-key, her and I are best friends.
Right.
She doesn't know it, but I know it. My second person would have to be Angela Rye. I absolutely love her. She is she's a political commentator on CNN, and she just delivers it to the people, honey. She lets them know.
I saw a video of her.
She's fabulous. And my third would have to be the Twitter queen, Chrissy Teigen, because she keeps it real.
She's good. She's a good one.
My bonus would have to be Dorothy Dandridge, because I'm obsessed with her. I live for Dorothy Dandridge. She's like the epitome of Hollywood to me. Just Hollywood glamour and class. And I just really love her. So.
I like your picks, too.
Yeah.
My bonus person is Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. That's great. I love how we all... political climate is very thick right now because we all chose political people.
She doesn't mess around.
She doesn't.
And I love her. Like, I just want to call her Auntie Liz.
That's how I feel about Maxine Waters. I feel like
Maxine too.
Yes, she is. She's my aunt. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know it either. I know.
Did you read that article where that it was from... What was it from? Esquire or something that the author called her Maxine
auntie?
Waters. Yeah, and was like, she's like your rich auntie, or she's like your auntie that got rich selling Avon and doesn't like your father.
Yes! No, Maxine delivers it for the people. She does not waste any time. She lets you know what it is. She says, what do you want? What do you want from me? I don't have time.
There must be a
no credibility.
List. There must be a waiting list to become like her niece and
honorary
niece.
There has to be.
Everything.
I hope I'm on like the top 10 because I would really love to meet her.
You know what I enjoyed a lot these last few episodes on the Potluck Dinner, DJ Fred Rec. He was
more present.
And you know what? It's never his fault because you never know how they're going to edit it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's probably present and he talks throughout, the segments.
True. I noticed that too.
And
I
was very happy to see that.
Especially in the football episode. He was laughing and,
he reminded Martha and Snoop, like, make sure you give your guests a drink.
Right.
It's the football parties.
Yeah.
Like, handle it.
Yeah.
So I was like, yay.
Yeah. It's fun getting some personality from them.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's not like I was against them before. It was just kind of like, I want to see you more. You're there.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they kind of gave him a little more shine. I want that every episode.
Uh-oh. Pressure.
I know. Well, these things have these things have already been filmed and cut and sent to the network or whatnot. So it's no telling what we're going to get in these next episodes. Speaking of episode 8, High on the Hog, this recent episode tonight, the hog... Like, Martha went all in.
It made me really sad.
Listen, I've been to a couple of luaus in Hawaii, and I get it. They do the whole pig on the stick and everything.
And I love bacon.
I like to see that from afar.
Yeah.
To see it, like, just spliced open
like
that.
It looked like science class.
It did. It reminded me of when we did the worm, the frog.
Yeah, and I pictured the process that it took to kill the pig. And I would just rather see bacon for sale at the grocery store. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see how the sausage is made. I don't know a person
that's like vegan would be like, oh, you can't take it like that, but you're sitting there eating it like this.
And that's very true. I do love bacon and I do eat it.
I would never get rid of bacon. But...
I can't get rid of bacon. Sorry. But I don't want to see, I just don't want to see a pig just.
Yeah, I mean, cut from the nose to the literally the junk.
Mm-hmm. It made me so sad.
And that makes me think about, don't you like chitterlings?
No.
Your parents just cook it
all time. She tried to throw me under the bus. My family, you know, my mom and dad, they're from North Carolina. You know, my mom was raised in Clinton, North Carolina.
But you just always grew up smelling it in the house.
Right, yeah. I mean, she's from Clinton, not even Clinton. They say Clinton, North Carolina.
Well, so that's what I was looking for when I saw the pig sliced open. I was just kind of other parts are in there.
She grew up on that. And even, like, when you go to her hometown, you can smell it. Like, when they kill the pigs or whatever. Like, you can literally smell it.
Straight shit.
So, I mean, she grew up on that, and that's okay if that's her thing. That is not my thing.
Okay. But I was just curious.
No, I can't.
But I think we all equally kind of cringed at that part.
Yeah, it disturbed me.
Just a little bit. Just like, Martha, why you just can't make some ribs?
Why can't you just buy it?
You gotta go.
Why can't you just buy it?
Upper echelon, like Snoop says.
Also, I always gotta, like, I feel, you know, production wise, like, they probably went through a couple of those. Just to, you know, they'll have the one that
she did early that morning because it takes a lot longer to make.
And then they had the one. There were two that were just.
I mean, I think I'm pretty sure they were already deceased. I don't think they
killed them for the show.
I don't think they slaughtered them. Like, but still, it's just a lot. And then when it was done, you just see it. You see the face, the eyes, the nose. It's a little much for me. Yeah. So I was more a fan. Obviously, I think we all were more a fan of the ribs that Snoop decided to make.
And Kelly's brought candied bacon. They didn't really pay much attention to that. Side note,
that was the first time that I kind of saw Kelly's personal side. And I really dig her. I mean, I've always liked her. But, you know, I remember being a kid and buying her first CD.
Of course.
Yeah. And her song, I Hate You So Much Right Now. Yeah. Anyway, I've always been a fan. But I didn't even know that she left the music industry completely and went to culinary school. Like, I didn't know any of that.
Something really amazing
that
was great to reveal on this show, because sometimes people come on, you get the guests, and they're just like, yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but she actually had an entire switch up,
right? No,
and I don't think anybody has been talking about
that. I didn't know that at all. I didn't know it. The only thing I know about her is the songs that she had and that she was with Nas.
And
that's
that
it.
She's Nas's ex.
And they have a kid. They have a child. So it was great to see more about her, and I really liked, she was very down to earth, it seemed, and
she took like the mother figure when it was time to put the hog in that grill box.
I love that. She was like, push it down.
She was like, come on, Snoop, push it in there.
Two grown men, and you guys are scared.
You see, Snoop wasn't trying to really mess with that pig. He was like, I'm going to escort you to the grill.
Right. And Fat Joe, since he wouldn't eat pork, I'm wondering, is he Muslim or something? I wonder why he doesn't.
No, because my dad doesn't eat pork either, and he's not Muslim. I've always wanted to know why my dad does not eat pork, but apparently he stopped in college and just, like, my mom has to get turkey bacon for him, like, when we eat breakfast and stuff like that, but he's just not a pork person. I don't know what it is. I know a few people that don't. I wonder why.
Well, I mean, I've seen all type of videos and things like, if it's not cooked correctly, how that can be just all bad.
Don't care. I want a whole plate of bacon.
My thing is, I want to cook it, and if I want to know who's cooking it. Like, I don't go out to restaurants that often and order pork.
That's how I am with chicken. I'll eat it if it's, like, made from... If I know who's cooking it, I won't just order it in a restaurant.
Right. I'm not quick. Even though, like, what is it? Al Corban tacos are supposed to be, like, super popular because that's the pork and it's most flavorful. I'm just not with it like that. Stuff happens. You just never know. And you won't know until someone's sick.
Right.
So I just don't have the time to kind of, like, double dutch with the chances.
Right.
And I'd rather it be cooked in my home or it's my family.
If it's not like a soul food place, I normally don't order chicken or whatever. But oddly enough, side note, I'm Southern and I like grits, and my mom cooks grits. In an amazing way. And there are lots of restaurants that will have like shrimp and grits and that kind of thing on their menu. Yes. And I just can't, I'm too afraid. Like I like my grits a certain way and I
just
can't do it.
That's the one thing I noticed about people and their grits. They are very particular. I don't eat grits, but I know people that do it. Some people like it with salt. Some people like it with sugar. Some people like it stiff. Some people like it loose and, you know, like soupy.
I'm very particular.
Some people like a pound and a half of butter in it.
I like it very, like, thick. I also, growing up as a kid, my mom would fix me.
She likes her grits like she likes her men.
Ooh. Oh. Come with it.
I don't even know how to bounce back from that. But yeah, no, I like my grits very thick. And my mom used to, growing up as a baby, she would fix sausage and grits. And she would take like a lot of American cheese and like just, you know, swirl it around. And so it was just like this thick bowl of sausage and grits and cheesy. Like, it was just delicious.
See, that sounds so good. But I just don't. Maybe whoever tried to have me eat grits for the first time when I was young.
Well, actually, one of my best friends I grew up with, she does not like grits, and she will only eat my mother's grits. My mom is an amazing cook, and I think you've told you.
Yes.
Right? I mean, like, my friends.
I'm going to need that invite to the cookout.
Yeah, I mean, you're always invited, and sometimes I get offended because my friends, when I come home, they come to my house, but I don't know if they're coming for my mother's food or me.
Or for you. It's a combination of the two, I'm sure.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
They have a reason to come to your mom's house and get some of that food.
But I don't know, low-key, they're like, hey, but hey, Mom! So it's like, I don't know. But yeah,
like,
I mean,
Mama Ava, what's up?
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, I like my grits a certain way. I like my sweet tea a certain way. So I guess everyone has like their certain, you know.
For sure.
I'll order bacon anywhere.
Your home cook, like the food you grew up with, you want it
a very specific
way. And I'm the same way. My mom's Italian, so any Italian food I'm very specific about.
And especially not being in the South ordering grits, it's like, how do you know how to cook grits? What are you doing? This doesn't add up.
So I mean, before I die, before I leave this earth.
Wow, we just got deep.
I want to try like the best grits ever because as of right now I'm like not having it. I'm
come
not
to
for
my
it.
House.
I like grits, but I don't know authentic rice.
Well, come to Charleston, South Carolina. You are invited the next time I go home.
Okay.
You have to pay for your own flights. Okay. Sorry,
but can
I don't
you
have
put
it like
me
that.
Up? Can I'm you so- put me up? Can I get a couch?
Sleeping that's taken care of. That, okay. Everything is taken care of, but just getting to Charleston, I can't help you. Okay. But you are invited. And the next time that I visit home,
I'm gonna make it there for some grits and some other things. I just don't want no chitlins.
We'll take the train.
No,
just
my mom,
tell your mom
listen,
to hold the chitlins.
My
tell
mom,
her to hold
she,
the chitlins.
She puts in the work. I mean, homemade fried green tomatoes.
See, I've never
grits.
Had that, and I want that too.
She does the whole thing. So it's.
I forget. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in L.A.
Oh, okay.
I was born in Belize, but I grew up in L.A., I've been here since I was
born
two.
Born in Belize? That's that's like...
I'm a little, you know...
I was just born in Florence, South Carolina, and I don't have anything fancy.
No, you're very, very articulate and very
special. Wait, so just because I'm from the South means that we're not articulate? Let me go ahead and kill this stereotype. Just because
that's
people are from the South
meant. That's
does
not what
not
I meant.
Mean. Okay.
Don't try and twist my words. Okay. That's not what I mean. I just meant like you're a very special country bumpkin. That's all.
No, I'm not from the country,
I'm just
though.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. You're a very amazing person. Can I just leave it there? I'm gonna just leave it there. So, Fat Joe brought some cabbage.
No, honestly, my hometown is like New Orleans. It's literally like a southern New Orleans.
Oh, and I've been there. I like that.
It's like it's like a southern Boston.
Okay, I've never been to Boston, but I can imagine.
Yeah, that's Charleston.
But people are nicer.
Charleston was voted the nicest city in the country.
Yeah, it's the number one
in the country.
Thank you, Josh. The only person that has my back for my hometown. But
why is she making it sound like I don't have her back?
It's the number one tourist spot in the country right now. It's a very, very nice. Yeah, I live like 5 minutes from the beach. My house is behind the marsh.
Really?
It's a beautiful place.
Okay, so I need pictures.
I will give you pictures. I will give you receipts
thank
of my hometown.
You. Thank you. And thank you for that ticket,
Josh. They got a
Josh.
Cheesecake factory there?
she came again from my hometown. Actually, they don't, but we have California Dreamin'.
I've never even heard of that.
Oh my gosh. And we have Zaxby's.
Wait,
and
how
we
do you
have
a California Dreamin' and it's
have...
not California and we don't have one here?
I can't answer that for you.
What is that?
It's a restaurant. And they have the best croissants ever.
It's breakfast, lunch, dinner,
dinner,
all of that?
Breakfast, all of that, all the whole thing.
They have alcohol.
It's a nice dinner spot. But we have Zaxby's. We have all the fast food joints that LA, that California doesn't have. Zaxby's, Cookout. Bojangles, all of that stuff. Good Southern food. That'll like you. I leave my hometown literally like 5 pounds heavier because really? The food is just so amazing. Yes.
Okay, so it's a done deal. I'm going out there. Okay. I'm going out there. You're going to be my
this
personal
tour. This AfterBuzz panel is sponsored by the Charleston Tourist
really,
Bureau.
Really, I have really promoted the crap out of my hometown.
No, I want to go.
Okay.
I want to go.
That's so, where the food is at. I'm sure Martha and
food
Snoop
is life.
Know.
Food is life. It really I love is. Food. So I'm ready to jump on that train. Okay.
Well, you're invited.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy. So this last episode, I guess we see him do his baked pork ribs with his secret sauce from Uncle Rio.
Uncle
which
Rio.
We don't know.
We don't know the sauce.
And he said that his recipe was Jesus.
Was Jesus.
Okay.
And then he did the baked beans. So it was funny because he popped them out of the can.
And Martha was like,
you've got to enhance those. Like, the can. And he's like, wait, I'm not done. Got a little extra
got
Jesus,
a little Jesus
in this bowl.
And Moses,
which
the
was
Ten
like,
Commandments.
Cut up, what was it? Celery, carrots, and
yeah.
something.
Onions, carrot. Yeah, yeah.
But you know what I wasn't with? The amount of bourbon that, I
oh,
mean, they
oh
just
put a lot.
The bourbon.
Oh, and brown
like,
sugar and bourbon.
I was
yeah.
like, okay. Like, I don't want to get wasted off
it cooks
of beans.
Off.
It
I guess
does.
You have to
it
cook it
off.
Long enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I still feel like you could get a little.
I don't know. Can I get wasted off of my drink and not beans? You know, that's all I'm saying.
You get a little titch, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not trying to do that
off of beans.
Because
how much is it really
going to
cook off, Tamara?
I don't know. I thought as soon as it hits just the... I thought, like, even low heat, it cooks off.
What I found crazy with going back to the hog, the full hog, the syringing and everything, Martha drops a little tidbit and she goes, if you really want to do this, you have to chill the pig overnight in your refrigerator.
Oh, right.
And when I looked
I'm
at it, I was
chilling
like,
a pig overnight.
Has a face?
Right.
Yeah.
Only
who
Martha
has a refrigerator
Stewart.
That mm-hmm. can even.
Only Martha Stewart.
Okay.
See, those are the comments. Like, I think they need to play down the sexual innuendos and play up the bougie remarks of, like, she's always like, you know,
her
sub-zero.
Yeah.
In your refrigerator that we all
she
have.
She has an entire,
in your wine
like,
cellar
just,
downstairs.
Yeah,
you
that's
know, like,
exactly what I was
those
thinking.
Those comments are what's funny, and those seem very organic to me.
She was being honest. Because she has somewhere to chill.
But you know
that.
What? I appreciate because Martha is very, she's very honest with her bouginess. She's like, wait, I have to prep these beans. Wait. So for the pig, you need to have a refrigerator for it like I do. Like, she just doesn't hide it. But I get you, though. It does need to be more relatable because everyone can't clear out the refrigerator for a pig.
I think majority of the people weren't going to make a whole pig in their
right.
kitchen anyway. So.
I don't even have room for a whole pig.
Are we going to get to, wait, was it this episode where they played the game of...
Have
answer,
you ever...
Answer, what did you spend
oh,
your biggest check
that?
On?
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay.
I've got it.
I
want to start?
I have a comment about
start
that.
It? Okay, yeah. All right.
No, I just think... I think she was... When they said... When she got the question, what did
the biggest
you
check?
Spend on your biggest check? And she goes, I made the mistake of not spending it. I think she was alluding to...
That's why she has money now? Or
no, because she went to prison for tax evasion and stuff with her finances. I think she was alluding to that.
Oh, was she? I didn't take it like yeah. that because I feel
oh,
like she had a big check
she
before
was.
That.
I think
she meant she was like.
But it's first big check. That wasn't her first big check.
Yeah.
She had got a first
and
big check.
And the prison
check
that
years
she
and
went
years
to,
and years
let's
ago.
Be let's be real. The prison that she went to was very nice,
oh,
wasn't
for
it?
Sure.
Yeah,
oh,
like
yeah,
she wasn't. She wasn't out
no,
here.
She wasn't
but again,
in, yeah.
that question was your first big check. So that means when she finally made it big and she got that
right.
first. Big check.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like when she said she didn't get a chance to spend it, I felt like she obviously saved it and put it towards making more big checks. That's what I thought she meant.
That's what I thought mm-hmm. too, but that's a good point.
I thought she meant she was like on the road to not, she saved it. And so I'm not even sure exactly what she went to jail for. It had something to do with her finances.
Wasn't it with like the stocks or whatever? She like put money in...
Maybe
stocks.
It was, yeah, what is that called when you
evasion.
Invest in your own?
Yeah, like you, something. Anyway, she went to prison.
Insider trading.
Insider trading. Yeah. Josh for the win. Woo!
Keeping us
Josh
honest.
Is the MVP right now.
I know. We're a little off tonight.
It's late. It's
He's
late.
Like,
and now we're cooking like hogs in here.
Oh,
it's
now you feel
warm.
It. You sure
wasn't
feeling
yeah.
it before.
I'm ready for this game.
I'm getting
okay,
dewy.
Okay, so like the first question, have you ever gotten an injury from sex? Maybe we should ask Josh, too. He's like the only guy.
I
you want to start? You want to start?
I want to answer this question. That's embarrassing.
I'm appalled at this question.
Yeah. Girl, you better answer. And you want to play. You better give me an answer.
I'm appalled at this question, and I will bougily, because that's a word, plead the fifth on that question.
Oh, this is have I never ever? There's nothing left in my cup. Tamara, you haven't?
Nope.
She's hot. I have not to the point where it was, like, really serious. I may have bumped my elbow or something like that, or, you know, hit my head on the headboard or something. Really
disappointed.
Really basic. Or I may have slid off the bed on accident trying to do the most.
Okay,
so the next question of Josh.
I haven't personally, but I think I've caused one. Ooh. But not in the way. Not in the way you're thinking.
Not story. Hurting on a few people.
Wow.
Not like
that.
Hello.
I wasn't. It's not like that.
Hello.
Hello from the injury.
Okay, the next question. What's the dirtiest thing you've done in a car? Like, I feel like this is the same.
Dirtiest thing you've done in a car?
Blown my nose.
Ava's so dainty.
I know. I don't want to talk about this. This is my business. That's all. My business. I'm not going to ask you either, Josh, because you're going to come up with some crazy answers.
Right, some crazy stuff. Can we get, like, a nice question? Yeah. Have you ever, like...
Okay, well, think of one.
Have you ever... have you...
There we go.
Thank you.
No, but you got to actually think while
okay.
I was playing.
Have you guys ever been embarrassed on a date? Have you ever done anything embarrassing on a date that you were...
Yes.
Okay,
so
that's an easy question.
I had a first date with this guy. He was taking me out for wings.
Okay.
This place I'd never been to. My first time having lemon pepper wings ever in my life.
Okay.
And I bit into the wing, and for some reason, I don't know if it was just that fresh or what, but something squirted out of the wing onto him.
Okay.
And it was the most humiliating. It was really
How do you react?
It was like grease or something. I don't know what it was, but I just bit into it and said, psst. And he jumped. I jumped. I didn't want to eat anymore. I was all of a sudden not hungry. And it was very humiliating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, then. What about you?
Was he cool about it, or did he make a big...
He didn't make a big deal about it, but it doesn't matter when
you're embarrassed.
If some dude
was going to make a big deal about it, I'd have been... we're done, then.
Yeah, he didn't make a big deal about it, but I was already embarrassed. Or there was a time where it might have been Cheesecake Factory, and I took a lemon wedge to squeeze it on, like, my fish, and then it snatched out of my hand and hit the guy next to us.
Oh,
and he had, like, a lemon seed stuck on his leg still, and I was trying to, like, brush it off.
That's not okay.
Things like that.
Okay.
Just food problems.
Okay.
Embarrassing? I can't think... I mean, I could probably think of something. I can't write immediately. Nothing comes to mind. I don't do anything embarrassing.
Oh, she's perfect.
And Ava?
Actually, on a date, I do have an embarrassing story, which I won't tell. But however, I will say that when it comes to food, I, for some reason, lose my appetite on dates. And
oh, no.
I pick something safe. No. And I pick, like, salad so that I'm not having to, like... order a burger and stuff.
See,
my
the
face
one thing about
or...
that is I cannot be hangry. Mm-hmm. And if I order a salad, I will be hangry because I will be starving still.
Yeah, also,
and then,
I can't,
depending on what we're talking about,
exactly.
Like, I could get worked up.
I can't focus in if I'm looking at...
Yes.
I'm like, oh, I want I can't focus on what you're talking about.
I have to eat.
The Virgo in me, I'm too analytical, and I think about everything. So
I'll stay away from, like, some tacos maybe sometimes. Something that's sloppy, but I'm for sure going to eat.
I'm ordering 3 leaves and light dressing so that I know that when I pick up the fork and I put the food in my mouth that I don't have, like, mayonnaise
on the side. But you can still have, like, spinach in your teeth from salad. You can still have things in your teeth from salad.
And that's fair, but trust me, I think about all of this. But then, like, once we're in a relationship and it's, like, way down the line, I order, like, a huge burger with extra mayonnaise and I don't care.
Girl, you
but,
gonna
like,
get all of that. You gonna get all of that on the first day. You gonna know what's coming from the rest, from here and here on out.
No. Okay, PSA, if you take me out on a date, I am ordering 3 leaves.
If you take her on a date, order the girl a burger. Just order her a burger. You know she want
it.
You know she need it.
I won't eat it. I will not eat
it.
Cut
it with a knife and fork.
No.
What's wrong with a steak?
No, I'm just too paranoid. I mean, no, because, listen, if I'm going to get a hamburger, I'm going to pick it up with my hands and eat it. You know what I mean?
But steak. What about steak?
I'm not a steak person.
What about pasta?
Ava, you're exhausted.
I am a pasta person, but I don't eat pasta because I'm on a diet.
This girl, I cannot deal. What did you guys think about that Remy Ma and Fat Joe performance?
Remy Ma is everywhere.
Remy
Ma
is a shit. I like her. I love her.
She was hot back in the day, like coming up when I was coming up or whatever. And then she kind of like
went to prison. I mean, she went to jail. Oh, ooh. That's why she didn't just die off.
Oh,
she went to jail.
She was in prison for that long.
She was in prison for that long though. She shot her friend in the club. She thought she was like stealing money from her or something. Like something happened really shady, and she showed her that she was about that life.
Wow.
And throughout her being in jail the whole time, her husband Papoose, which is another
rapper.
Wait,
they were married when she went to jail?
No, he was with her. I feel like they were married and then they had the actual wedding when she got out. Josh?
Oh, where'd he go?
I think you're right about that.
Huh?
What you're saying is right.
Okay.
Wait, she shot somebody?
Yeah, girl.
How long was she in jail? Y'all.
She just got out, a couple years ago.
But, how long was she in there for?
However long it takes when you shoot somebody.
At least five.
And didn't die. They must not have died.
How do you kill someone and get a five? How do you kill somebody and get a...
She didn't kill him.
Yeah, she didn't kill the person.
She just shot somebody. She shot somebody.
So they were injured, but they weren't...
It wasn't a homicide. It was, aggravated assault.
But that's... Isn't that even attempted murder, though?
Yeah, it was low-key attempted murder, but it was somebody
she knew. I'm gonna Google it.
It was somebody she knew.
How do you get 5 years off of that?
But anyway...
We gotta wrap this up. I'm baking in here.
I just love her because... I love her relationship with her husband.
Yeah, they are great.
They are
I saw them on the reel the other day.
All right, here we go. Rapper Remy Ma has been sentenced to 8 years in prison.
Eight. That's almost a decade.
Yeah, but you shot somebody.
No, but I'm saying, just so you know.
Her ex-friend. In a beef over money.
Over money. She thought she stole some money from her.
Like, people, just for shooting in the air, can get,
She shot the girl,
years.
In the stomach at a club.
And the girl obviously survived.
She got one of those Martha prison cells that was just, your private cell.
She served 6 of her 8 years.
So she was good behavior. It was good behavior. Got her.
Anyway,
I like her, so don't be trying to tear her down.
No, I do.
And don't
come for
her, because she will come for you.
Yeah, please don't. But, I'm just trying to understand, because, there's people in there for weed that have 10, 15 years. Well, but anyway.
It's whatever.
It's a whole conversation we're going to talk about.
Right. It's the wrong show.
Anyway.
Please still like me. Follow me on Instagram. But, no, I do like Remy Ma. I really do, despite all of that. And I love her husband. They were on the reel a couple of episodes ago. And I think that their chemistry is great. They're great.
He rides hard for her. Yeah. So I love that. All right. Well, that was that. This has been your after show for episodes 6 through 8.
Dang.
We had to really bring it in. But it's been real. We hope you join us next week. I'm your host, Robin with a V. McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Biz McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Busy. Tamara, let them
know. I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on Instagram at Tamara_blue.
Okay, guys, despite my host coming for me this entire episode, my name is Ava Hill, and you can find me on Instagram at the Ava Hill.
Ava Hills. Everybody, Hill. Next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.